You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now for EB's entertainment page. That's driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Cakes. You may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW of Fairfax, has no interest. What? In charging you interest. That's right, 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5 for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. They've got military incentives, electric incentives. My buddy got the i7. He absolutely raves about it. I did just take it for a spin. That thing. One thing about electric cars, I'm not an electric car guy, they are fast. For whatever reason, the technology behind it, you can move in those things. All right, so we talked about it earlier. Tragic story. Liam Payne, who was a kid star in One Direction, 31 years old, died when he fell from a third-floor hotel balcony in Argentina. It's very sort of up in the air. Police say they don't know yet if the fall was an accident or intentional. Immediately when I saw it, I thought intentional. There's even some articles where he's talked about suicide thoughts and things like that. His life was kind of out of control by most reports. They say he was kind of drugged out of his mind. In fact, somebody was maybe called in to check on him. He was smashing his hotel room. But then Jason told me that there was some report maybe that he, and this makes sense to me, that he wanted to jump off the balcony into the pool because they didn't let him in the pool or something. Either way, just terrible, terrible story. Anytime a guy 31 like that dies, prime of his life, awful.
Seven-year-old kid.
Yeah. Terrible. I don't know what to make of it. I do think what's interesting, it's kind of the reason why I enjoy these shows, is, you know, people don't realize they came from that X show.
X Factor, yeah.
Yep. X Factor. You know, Simon Cowell created that, put them together after appearing on that show. I mean,
right.
You say what you want about how cheesy those shows are, and there's definitely a level of that. They do sometimes create monsters.
You can find some really talented people, obviously.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. He had just also, you know, so haunting. You know, oftentimes when people die, especially when they don't see it coming, you could see like they just posted something like an hour earlier.
I know.
You know,
just having breakfast.
It's a wild
at the
when
hotel.
You see that stuff.
Yeah, he was
an hour earlier.
He was like posting on his Snapchat.
Yep.
Yeah.
An hour beforehand.
Yeah, I believe it. My daughters are so addicted to Snap. It's so. Honestly,
Mar,
it's ridiculous.
He's there's like a whole formula he has to the Snapchat.
Oh,
I don't understand it, but he's
remember
got
his streaks.
Yes, yeah,
he's got streaks.
My daughter's got a streak with one girl for like 3 years, every single day.
You can't send the same snap to the
Why
different
not?
People.
I don't understand
They need an original one. I don't know. He was explaining it to me.
Would they know if you did that?
No, it's called mass snapping. And,
would
you know,
they know if you did that?
Yeah, hopefully none of my friends are listening. I do that all the time. You're not supposed to. It's like the cardinal rule of Snapchat is you're not supposed to take one picture and send it to 80. But like you said, it saves me so much time.
No, every time I look in the backseat of my car, I'm driving my daughter. She's like, she's doing the same thing 9,000 times.
Hey, I know.
It's her and thing. I'm like, Kate, first of all, it's too much. Put the phone down. Talk to your daddy. Yeah. And then
that's rich. You telling someone to put the phone down.
That's funny.
Well, I mean, with my kids, I try to set an example.
I understand.
You know, when I have opportunity to interact with them like that.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't understand why
my
you don't
daughters
do the
used
one
to do it more than they do now.
That's good. They're
scaling back a little bit.
My
they're becoming adults.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my, but no, but when they were 15, 16, oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's
forget
crazy.
About it.
Even my son snaps a little bit like to his girlfriend. And I think that's weird. Just because, you know, you're a guy. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, he's 24.
Yeah, Mar, what are you doing? You're a guy.
I know.
I feel like every generation has their thing. Like, there was MySpace, people on AOL, Facebook. All Our right. generation is just Snapchat.
All right. Whatever.
The Snap Zin generation.
Whatever happened. Yeah. Do people even use those, like, dating apps anymore? Is that even a thing? I have no idea.
No, I feel like they're kind of falling off. Like, well, at least some of them. Like, Tinder, that was the most popular one. That one's kind of being scaled back, and now there's, like, newer ones coming out.
What are the new ones now?
There's one I saw that's, like, Coffee Meets Bagel that apparently is, like, for, like, professionals. It's, like, a dating app for people that are, like, in, like, their 20s
or 30s.
Coffee
Bagel sounds amazing.
It was on Shark Tank, actually. I think Mark Cuban tried to buy it, and then they were, like, it was valued at, like, $100 million, and they denied it. And now it's, like, blown up to, like, a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
My wife and I were out to dinner last night, and... I mean, 10 minutes after we sat down.
Hold up. Last night was Wednesday.
Yeah, what do you eat on
Hold
Wednesday?
On. Let me, let me just guess.
No, we just,
hold on.
I'm going to guess it's this spot.
Wednesday You're never Wagyu
gonna
or something.
Not this? No.
We didn't go to Passion, though. We didn't go to Passion.
Is that Thursdays?
We went out and had a Greek Caesar salad.
All right.
Okay. You were craving a Greek Caesar?
A Greek salad with
You
chicken.
Were craving okay. Greek? Last night?
Well, I gave my wife the choice. I said, do you want to go to Passion or do you want to go?
That was close.
Do you want to go to Pazzo, get Italian, or do you want to go somewhere else?
She goes, you a hummus guy? A lot of hummus in Greek food.
No. She loves it, though.
Okay.
All right.
Olives? You like olives?
Olives on the side, and then she eats them.
Okay.
I don't like olives.
They're good for you.
You're a big fan of Greek food.
But they don't
food.
Taste good.
I know.
Yeah, I don't like hummus
or
olives.
Greek salad is loaded with
he
olives.
He said a Greek Caesar salad.
A Greek Caesar, okay.
He got rid of the Greek and just ate Caesar.
But it was good. I love the dressing. I love the anyway, the chicken was great. Anyway, so we walked in, and then my buddy, who I used to be neighbors with, walked in like 10 minutes later.
A buddy told a neighbor you liked, unlike most of your neighbors.
This is another neighborhood when I lived. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great dude. His wife passed away from cancer like 7 years ago.
Terrible.
Anyway, he goes, I'm on a blind date tonight.
Oh, silly.
And I go, have you actually seen her like on pictures or anything? He goes, no.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I said, when is she supposed to get here? She's walking in right now. She said she just parked.
Okay.
She was money. And my buddy, he ain't that good looking.
Right. He's got enough.
So they, and then they sat down. I wonder how it went. I didn't ask him, but I wonder how.
But your buddy's right probably now? Like 50, 55, something like that.
Yeah, he's my, yeah.
I mean,
our
the pool
age.
Is smaller.
Maybe a little bit, he's a little bit older.
Silly.
What is your buddy
no, I think
do
you could go younger than you think.
Let me guess. Yeah. CEO.
He's a real estate. He's in real estate.
Okay.
All right. Hey, why don't you text him and see if he had skins?
I will. There's no chance.
I mean, it's the first date.
First blind date. I've heard that when they're older, they don't care anymore.
The woman was.
They need that. They need that.
I thought it was going to be a big fatty.
Right.
Big acting.
Yeah.
It was really good looking.
Really?
I wonder how it went.
Why don't you text him?
Ask him. Is your buddy silly or is he just like, would he fumble that? Would he fumble like
would
an opportunity like that?
Oh, he's got a great personality.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just not the best looking guy.
Oh, okay.
So they don't care about that.
Maybe he can overcome.
Yeah, as long as he Riz is up.
If your Riz is good,
he can overcome his mid looks.
Because his wife was really attractive, too.
Yeah.
He's
got the Riz.
I bet you he might hit skins.
Does he have money?
Or at least,
does he have money? I mean, he's a real estate agent. He probably does pretty well.
It depends.
I have no idea.
Probably helps.
Depends.
Hey, maybe he's got a Louisville Slugger in his pants.
Maybe.
I don't know if he keeps pulling these sillies.
Yeah, but you got to have the Riz to get
gyro.
To the Slugger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to have the Riz.
Big souvlaki.
Yeah. Like Drabby. Drabby was telling us the other day. He's
got give her the tzatziki sauce.
Drabby can't talk to Terry McLaurin. He can't talk to anybody.
I know.
Anymore.
He's just a big fumbler.
Drabby got no Riz.
Yeah, I know. Rizless.
He's Rizless.
Hairless and Rizless.
I still hate the fact that the Costco guys and the Rizzler are overtaking American pop culture. But here we are. Here we are in 2024.
Still have never seen them, but
I mean, I don't
take
know.
Word for it.
Are you ever on social media? I don't know how you've never seen them.
I don't look up the Costco guys.
I generally don't either, but they're everywhere. You can't escape them.
Yeah, they're not in my algorithm.
Every day on your FYP.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if we keep talking about it. Here, let me see your phone.
Yeah.
Just say Costco guys.
It's okay.
Just say Costco not guys. To. Costco guys.
I don't want to look
Rizzler.
At them.
Yeah, the Rizzler.
I'm a Costco guy. I'm going to go buy a 4-pack of steaks today at Costco for the Great American Steakout tomorrow.
I love when the Costco ads come out and they say, like, oh, this new Spencerville couch or something, and it folds out. And
right.
I'm like, ooh, that looks kind of interesting. But, you know, some freezer they got in there, you know, cheap.
Sure. Costco's got everything
in your garage. I got to go there and get golf umbrellas because my I
multiple. You need more than one.
Well, last time I got a 2-pack.
Okay,
I got a 2-pack. I won.
It is Costco.
Oh, that one, is that still there? That thing was huge.
It's great, but it's,
I can get you a quality one for $45.
I don't need quality. I just need, you know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's ordering from Temu. He clearly doesn't need quality.
I ordered something else yesterday from Temu.
You did?
Yeah. By the way, for all your golf needs, Golfdom.
Yeah, yes. Correct.
True. True.
I'm the Golfdom guy. Yeah. He's nubs.
Well, he should. You know, Buddy likes me. I'm not
sure. I don't know why he don't pump his store up.
He doesn't like me as much as him. Yeah. Because he's got a gift card that. Yeah.
I mean, well,
like,
I'm not doing endorsements
for
him.
He's got Fort Knox on his gift card.
But, yeah, I need to go.
Still
over there.
Got some left, too.
I'm sure you do.
I need to.
We gotta get some fall gear.
I gotta hit the Titleist, the G2 and the G3. I need to hit those.
Well, good luck.
I need a little time. We need good luck.
I hope Temu has them.
Get a Temu driver.
Yeah, seems right. Like you need a new putter, according to what you're tweeting.
I can't believe how bad I'm putting. It's actually stunning.
Wow, you practice every day for 3 hours.
You know what? I've neglected the putting a little bit. Mm. Like, it's more chipping, but the chipping's not even getting close enough for the putting. It's like you can't accuse me of not. I'm actually going to send a text to my instructor and say I want my money back. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Because I took a short game lesson, and I showed Valdez. It's everything on my phone. I do all the stats and everything. In my last two rounds, I'm 1-for-15 up and down. Do you know what that means? That means 96% of the time when I chip it, I two or three putt it.
There's little that's more cringeworthy than people asking for their money back for anything. Because I was at a Chinese takeout yesterday. I was waiting for my food, just looking at my doom scrolling on my phone, and a woman came in with her husband. I guess it was her husband. Picked up their food. She leaves, comes back 5 minutes later, starts demanding her money back from the woman behind the counter because she didn't like the food, thought it was overcooked.
Yeah,
woman gave her money back, and I just sat there like
I don't have the courage for that.
I wanted to crawl into a hole, and I wasn't the one asking for my money back.
Very awkward. I was just in the presence of it,
and it was mega awkward.
We did that when we were up. It was the lacrosse crew, and we were up somewhere up north. Can't remember where, Boston or something. And we were making a scene in the restaurant, apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
And people were bitter.
Okay.
So they were complaining.
Right.
And then we got it ruined everyone's time. And so we asked for our money back because they were so rude
to us.
Did
the management come over and say, like...
And they actually apologized to us and said, you guys were fine.
Right.
They were out of control. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a ridiculous request. And they didn't give us our money.
Oh, they did.
Really? We asked for it. We were kind of being like, well, they were, you know, they ruined our night.
Right.
How dare them?
Yeah.
Nope. Pay full freight.
I could be mistaken.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's probably the same Chinese place. About 6 months ago, you told a story where they either botched your order or you bought something and you wanted money back.
Completely different scenario. Not the same restaurant.
Okay, but. Didn't you want your money back?
There's a marked difference between storming in and demanding your money back when there are other people there.
Yeah.
I was the only person there, but I was there. Like, I had quiet rage about getting ripped off. I didn't go back into the establishment and make a scene. That's not my deal. My deal is to stew about it privately and then lash out when I'm on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way I handle it.
Yeah.
I would never, like, even if I got the worst service ever at a restaurant, I'm not going to cause a massive scene and embarrass me, my family, the people that are with.
Right.
Just to get a few bucks back.
Because you're normal.
Yeah. I'm a normal person.
The message I send
person.
When I'm is your very
tip.
Unhappy.
You do a nubby tip.
Or a zero tip.
Oh, I've only done that.
Hold on. I've done that once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a Mexican restaurant. And. It was the worst service ever. The food was fine, but it was the worst. I couldn't believe how bad the service was.
Right.
And I left 0-0-0, and I put on the note, said, you are the worst server I've ever had.
All right. Well, can you explain why they were so worse?
She was rude. She wouldn't come back to the table to check on us.
Right. Why was she rude? What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
You were a jerk to her.
I was when I wrote the tip on the tip line.
But yeah. Before that, you were.
No, it was fine. Yeah. It was a group of us. It was like, yeah. It was my kids were there. I mean, she was just the worst. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. And I should have gone up to the manager, like, but I didn't.
If you're not a.
I just wanted to send the message skills, on the tip line.
If you don't have people skills, being a waiter or a waitress is like the last
wrong
job
profession.
You should be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to find something else.
I guarantee
maybe
you.
Maybe she was just having a bad day.
I guarantee you she's not a server anymore. Because I guarantee
not.
She's had probably multiple complaints.
I'm sure she has.
But that's the only time I've ever done that.
I like that you told her she was the worst server
on the
planet.
What do you do? How do you handle it when you say, hey, can I get some horseradish? You know, can you get a chance?
Yeah.
And then
they basically forget. I mean, if they forget,
meanwhile, you're halfway done with your steak or whatever. Do you bring it up again?
I might like go to somebody else and be like, hey, I need some mustard to dip my fries in because I'm a weirdo and I don't use ketchup.
Yeah.
And they don't bring it. I might do that. It might have happened before.
Mm-hmm.
But usually you ask somebody for something.
Look, if you forget, it's an honest mistake. But if you're just a B
right,
to everybody at the table,
sure,
you're still bitter.
Oh, I was so bitter.
When did this happen? Five, six years ago.
It was probably, and I told my wife, I said, I'm never going to that restaurant again.
Have you?
Nope. I've not been back.
Speaking with your wallet.
It was pre-COVID. It was probably 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Something like
that. I bought one of those rotisserie chickens at a local grocery store.
Right.
And I started eating it, and it was butt raw inside.
Oh, it's like pink.
I'll never buy one of those again from any establishment.
Yeah.
I'm wiping them all. You know when you go in there and you get $5.99 chicken in the bag or whatever, sitting there in the warmer.
And you say, pass the chicken,
that
kid.
Thing was cooked for about 20 seconds.
Yeah. That's not great. Because that's the best way to get like salmonella or E. coli.
Dude,
eat an undercooked chicken.
It was the grossest thing I've ever seen. I actually think they maybe were trying to kill me. Why would you do
conspiracy.
That?
Conspiracy.
Yeah. I will never, ever, ever get a bag
it's
of
hard
chicken
to trust,
like that.
It's hard to trust a rotisserie
any,
chicken.
I'm not just blaming any place.
I know what you mean.
Screw that.
No, it is. Bring it back to Costco. It is tempting to buy like a $5 rotisserie chicken at Costco.
Some grocery stores, they know people are so lazy, they'll have pre-picked rotisserie chicken in like a little tin.
Right.
Pre-what?
Like,
picked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, or chicken I've seen salad. That before, and I look
Costco
at it, I'm like,
has those chicken salads.
I can't be that lazy. Yeah. Where I can't.
It's basically
make chicken myself.
Jason
and then
doesn't
shred
pick
it.
His crabs. And Teresa picks a crab for him.
That's true.
I don't ever pick crabs.
You wouldn't fit in well in Pasadena.
I wouldn't. Even when she picks like the crab meat for me, I'd just rather have the crab cake.
I'm kind of.
I like to envision Teresa going, here comes the airplane.
Yeah, right. Here you go, honey.
Yeah, no, here comes your PJ.
Yeah. Like
hilarious.
It. All right, don't forget, later in the show, we'll be joined by Mayor Muriel Bowser. She's presenting Daryl Green with a key to the city on Saturday at Franklin Park. She's scheduled to join us this morning at 9:45.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Sanders hosts the Panthers this weekend, 4:05 kickoff at Northwest Stadium. They're laying 8.5 points.
8.5 or 9, yeah, it's
how,
9 in some spots.
How disappointing would it be if the Commanders stubbed their toe against a 1-5 team at home when you're retiring a Legends jersey at halftime?
It would be an awful loss. It might be a loss where you look back at it at the end of the season and go, that's the one win we needed to make the playoffs. It could come down to that. You have to beat a team like Carolina that's 1-5.
Agree.
That's got a terrible defense. That's starting a veteran who can't move.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now they got some pieces that he can use offensively, but it would be a really, really bad loss.
It would take all the wind out of the sails of this season. That loss to the Ravens, no one likes to call a moral victory. I get it. I don't mind moral victory. I didn't think it particularly was a moral victory because I just thought it played the way we thought it would. But it didn't really bother me. I don't think it bothered most because, you know, the Ravens are better.
Yeah.
No big deal, but we're still pretty good. So if we lose this one, it shows we're actually not as good as we think.
It would be a catastrophic loss if they lose.
Nearly as good as you think.
I think if they lose.
In fact, you might not even be good.
I think if they lose this one, they'll be worse than if they lost to the Cleveland Browns. Because we went into the Cleveland Brown game going, they got to beat the Browns.
Sure.
But they weren't this big of a favorite. But if they lost to the Panthers, I think that would be worse than if they lost to the Browns.
I don't know in hindsight if that's, it might be perception, but they're better than the Browns.
Offensively, yeah.
They're better.
Defensively, they're not.
Yeah.
But Washington rolled up 34 on Cleveland, so I don't know. I don't think they're.
The good
I think
news
they're really
is,
both bad.
The good news is I do think it is, you know, it's obviously a new staff, locked in. It's a nice blend of, like, old and new guys. I don't, you know, there's been so much turnover. I don't think it's like a group that's going to take anything for granted. I don't think Jaden takes anything.
Yeah, nobody's walking around thinking, oh, we've already got this game won. Just show up. We're going to take care of this.
I do think that's the kind of group they have here.
Right.
I'm going to disagree with you that it's devastating. You would still be 4-3. Now, the perception and the talk around town would change. But we always say, even when the teams are terrible, they're going to be games that are going to surprise you, that they're going to win, that they're not expected to win, and that they lose, that they're not expected to lose. It's going to happen at some point. And
true,
so,
but, I mean, this
it wouldn't be great because you're coming off of the Ravens game, but if you lose to Carolina and then you bounce back and you beat the Bears, then you're looking at a team that's 5-3, and you'll feel good about
and
it.
And I know that this Panthers team has some decent pieces on offense, and Deontay Johnson, who's pretty good wide out. Chuba Hubbard surprised people, but they've scored 10-3 in three of their games. Like, that's a team that you should just throttle and dominate. Even if you've got a pretty leaky defense, like, I still think, you know, despite the weeks that they were able to hold the Browns to a relatively low point total, I still am not sold on the defense.
No, you shouldn't be. The defense is very mediocre.
But, like, this defense should hold Carolina to, I think, 21 points or less.
Why?
Like 17 to 21
Chuba Hubbard,
points.
Or whatever the guy's name
Chuba
is.
Chuba Hubbard.
Wait, Chuba.
Chuba. Chuba. Yeah. Chuba.
It's not Chuba.
It's Chuba Hubbard rushes for, you know, 150 yards at 5 yards a carry. We're going to be in trouble.
Well, I mean, if he does, if he goes
it's
for kind of
what he's doing.
50, if he goes for a buck 50 against his defense, then they will be in trouble. Yes.
Well,
Jonathan Allen, I mean, that's
I mean,
a
he's
big
probably going to have a big day. It's what he does.
Okay, but, like, I think he can still have a big day, but you should still be able to beat them.
They just don't score enough consistently, and their defense blows.
I mean, think about it.
Should be able to beat them, but I would not, like, I don't, look, I'm going to take the Commanders in this game, but I wouldn't be stunned if they lost. They're going to be, the Carolina Panthers are going to probably win 3 or 4 games this year. It's going to happen. They're not going 0-4. They've already won one.
I don't know if they'll win 4.
I don't think.
Maybe 3.
Maybe not even 3.
I mean, think about this. They've given up 47, 28 to a bad offense, 22, 34, 36, and 38. I mean, and Washington's offense is as good, if not better, than every team they play except for maybe, I mean, they beat the Bengals. So maybe the Bengals
like
are
I'm fully
better.
Expecting.
They should put up 28 to 34.
I think the floor, I think, for the Commanders' offense this weekend is 28 points. Like, if you don't get to 28 points with a good offense against Carolina, you're having a bad day at the office.
Listen, JP can make his argument that if you're 5-3, like, say you lose this, but you beat the... that's fine. Like, you're basing it sort of like on math and everything, like standings-wise. But you just don't have faith. If you lose a game like Carolina, yeah,
like I said,
you just don't have faith.
Like I said, the narrative would change around the team.
Yeah.
And you're certainly right.
Still be mathematically
but you'd still
fine.
Be fine. You'd be above 500.
Agreed. But
before the season, you might have taken 4-3. I know that you had them at 4-2 at this point.
No, 4-1.
You had them at 4-1.
Yeah, I mean, I had them exactly what they were. I just flip flopped.
All right, so you would have had him at 4-2, right? Because you took the Ravens.
Yeah.
If you look at your schedule, yeah, you unless a, you had him at 5-1,
so if you did a Scotty's poll, I guarantee you, who do you think is going to win? Commanders, Panthers? I bet you'd be 97%. Commanders.
Sure.
Probably. Might be 100%.
It might be 100.
It might be a clean sweep.
I don't think there's any doubt we're the better football team.
I mean, obviously, it's the NFL, and anything can happen. Each game is
different, unique.
Correct. It's anything can happen in these games. But for this particular matchup, since it's at home and they've been scoring like they have, they're doing the Daryl Green thing, I bet you the overwhelming, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who would pick Carolina.
We can take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener line, 800-636-1067, because it is an open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you
are. Right, so they have a common opponent. Which is the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders beat the Bengals, close game. Carolina played an okay game against the Bengals. They ended up losing at 34-24, but that's a game where Dalton threw a couple touchdown passes. Hubbard went for over 100 yards and a touchdown.
I think they're dangerous. All right, let's make a few of these calls. I want to go to Blake Giffen. He is a iconic tweeter.
He is,
regarding
yes.
the show.
His,
has he ever called in before? I don't even know.
His GIF game is a 18 out of 10.
This guy's, he's funny.
Hence his name.
And he's from Jersey?
I didn't know he was from Jersey. I had no idea.
Blake Giffen. What's up, buddy?
Giffen.
Morning, fellas.
Ask him how he pronounces
his how do you pronounce your name?
His Twitter handle.
Are you a GIF guy or a GIF guy? It's a very important question.
Well, I started this longer than I would care to admit, so I think this actually predates when the distinction between GIF and GIF happened. So
it was
started
just a play
it,
on Blake Griffin.
Yeah, if you go with the play on that, then it would be probably Blake Giffen.
Yeah, yeah, I
which
think
I
so.
Don't love.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with GIFs.
What do you mean it has nothing to do with GIFs?
It has everything
his
to do with
this. Whole identity online is
well, he's saying,
wacky and
he
witty
started it before,
GIFs.
He said he started it before GIFs were even a thing.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
All right, no, you're not understanding.
He started it before the debate on
debate.
How to pronounce it.
Right.
Okay, yes. Gotcha. All right, so what are you calling for, buddy?
Yeah, I retired the calling 10-plus years ago, but Cakes' most recent rant about overusing phrases like goat, and I'm just saying I had to dust off the phone because I'm lucky enough to be in a fairly prolific P1 Twitter group chat. And October 1st, we're talking 3 weeks ago,
yeah,
I just said Cakes is overusing blank. So that right there tells me I was already hearing it for 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
And then from there, I started documenting in the chat. Check mark, said it. So
what is
we might
what
have
is
some audio poll.
Using?
Well, we might have some audio poll, but let me give you the timeline and see if Drabby can pull that up.
Okay.
October 1st, 2nd, October 4th, October 5th, twice on October 7th, October 8th, October 9th.
I have a guess.
Took a little bit of a respite, and then he came back on the 15th.
I have a guess.
All right.
As to which phrase,
is it a phrase
overusing?
Or I have a guess
IMO.
Too.
In my opinion.
Oh, he says spooky season a lot.
I do love spooky season.
I mean, I don't know. He says
but that's
all the time.
Only relegated to October.
Okay, well, he just gave us October dates.
Okay, maybe.
All right, hold on.
I am using it a
what
lot
else does
October.
He say all the time?
You know what's funny is I think I was even told what he's been saying. I don't remember it.
Hey, let's not act like I'm the only person that leans on
has
whatever
a phrase.
He's
it's a is it a phrase or just one word?
It's two words.
Spooky season fits, but I guess it's not spooky season because he would have said that's it.
Valdez, do you know? You already know.
We have audio queued up.
Yeah. All right.
A montage.
All right.
Now we got to run it.
One Koulibaly to just nuke the league now. Now I want him to become like a top five or top 10 player,
right.
So I can just shove it on you guys. I give the defense credit. They've shoved it on back to back teams. Especially if like Jerome Ford shoves it on them on the ground.
I hope they can play against the Browns' fearsome defense.
Yeah, there's no more.
Not this guy.
Shoved it on
that. That ship has sailed.
It's such a poker influence.
I don't think it's poker related. Just
really? You don't talk about shoving
Blake,
it in
what
poker?
Is your analysis?
What's my analysis?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a new word that like the kids are saying, so his kids started saying it. Mm-hmm. So he just kind of tossed it in. That was my read.
I don't think it's a kid influence, and I don't think it's poker
that
influence.
That is funny. That's a good
like
one.
Don't you shove it? Like, I'm not a
shove.
You
yeah,
make
you
fun
shove
of me.
Yeah,
when you go
yeah,
all in, you I, shove it.
What's the, that's true.
Do you ever, the phrase?
Do you ever say that at the poker table? I'm shoving?
No.
He didn't say
they say that about pitchers a lot now.
He's shoving.
He shoved it.
Yeah.
Well, we know he's not picking it up from baseball.
No. Baseball what is the phrase that he said that he's sick of? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and goat.
And who says that a lot?
Who says I'm just saying?
Like, do we?
I think in this room, you're probably the leader in the clubhouse, and I'm just saying.
Oh. Really?
I don't notice
that. I'm just guessing.
Maybe.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Is that true? I have no idea. I don't know if I've ever said it.
I think you've said it at the end of a few sentences. I don't think it's that frequent.
It's probably not as much as I'm saying shove it on
your
something.
Your verbal crutches. Get out the back padding machine.
Well, I think that's just a
funny concept. And the over my skis.
Right, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm over my skis.
Yeah, well, that's a new one. I just been saying that. Right.
But you've been saying
weeks.
It a lot for the last few weeks.
Well, yeah. Because I know that I'm ahead of the curve on the JD.
Hey, Blake, are there any other luminaries that we would know from Twitter handles in your group chat?
It's pretty legit. I'll keep it. I mean,
you don't want to say who? Like Texter Manley?
Yeah. Are you like are you the number one seed?
The moderator?
Yeah. No. I'm definitely four seed. It's a four group chat. I'm the four seed.
All right, come on. So John DePompa.
John DePompa's definitely gotta be in it
with Blake Griffin.
Peter.
How did you guys connect?
Just
Twitter.
Stupid Twitter bits. Yeah. I mean, on Twitter all day talking.
So we actually have a bunch of guys that we've never met.
Probably the fake Jason Bishop.
Oh, yeah. That guy's prolific.
I hate that guy.
Trying to think who else is prolific.
Yeah. I don't know.
One person's not happy you're forgetting him, but we'll leave it at that.
Rom? I
mean, no, Rom's not in it.
He's welcome.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine these guys just sit around there text about us. Isn't that so stupid? Like, we don't even know them. Right?
It's their thing.
Are you laughing?
I've met a few of them over the years. John DePompa was the DJ at Drive's wedding.
I know. But
that is true.
And I like John. I'm not saying I don't. But
I'm in the group chat.
Oh, you are?
It's me.
Speaking of luminaries.
It's me, Blake Giffen, John DePompa, and Richmond John.
Ah, Richmond John. Okay.
They just talk about the show.
Oh, just hypercritical.
No. It's a bit. Chat.
What do you mean?
It's a bit chat?
Well, it's just like, they're not being critical.
It's hypercritical. Yeah.
Believe me, it's not.
All right.
It's a lot of GIFs. All right, Blake Giffen.
If it's not hypercritical, would you turn over your phone and show us the group chat?
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
You wouldn't.
I get enough hate anyway. I don't need to see it.
You're fine.
Yeah. All right, Blake,
we got to run. Good hearing from you, sir.
All right.
Call back in like 2030, so we'll hear from you then.
All right, buddy.
All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. She is presenting Daryl Green with a key to the city on Saturday at Franklin Park. She's going to join us next here on The Fan. Before the show is over, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Disturbed when they come to Capital One Arena Monday, March 17th. So keep listening for your chance to win.
So our next guest is Mayor Bowser. We could invite her to be a celebrity judge for the stakeoff tomorrow.
We could. I mean, it is a big event that's happening in downtown D.C. tomorrow. But the bigger event is that Mayor Bowser is presenting the key to the city to Washington legend Daryl Green.
That's awesome.
Who we just had in studio a couple hours ago. Mayor Bowser, thanks for coming on the show today.
Awesome.
Yeah, Daryl Green was awesome. He's amazing. I mean, there's nobody more deserving of a key to the city, which you will bestow upon him on Saturday at 10 a.m. Talk about the event, who's going to be there to help present the key to the city to Daryl Green before his jersey retirement on Sunday.
And then comment on when we get our key.
Yes, correct. I did like the laugh there by Mayor Bowser.
Chuckle. Am I on?
Oh, yeah,
you're on.
You're on the air.
Okay, great. Well, it's great to be with you guys, and I'm glad you got the news. We're going to be at Franklin Park. That's in the heart of D.C. at 13th and K. With a family fun fan event where we're going to honor Daryl Green. And we're just very proud of his service, very proud of his career, and he really epitomizes the spirit of Washington.
How difficult was it? Did someone approach you and right away you say, hey, we're going to do this? How does it come about?
Well, we heard about the jersey retirement, which is certainly an honor. And I have given very few keys to the city, so I'm going to have to look at the Sports Junkies to see what we can do for you.
Thank you.
I'll take a street, Mayor.
Who else has received a key?
Streets are good.
Yeah, streets are good. Who else has received the key?
Well, the other athlete that I have honored is Bryce Harper.
Should take away his keys. Change the locks.
I honored Bryce Harper, and, you know, I'm still a fan.
Can you rescind the key to the city?
David Rubenstein, who is a big supporter of Washington, especially our historical venues, and he even helped get our Pandas back, so we're grateful to him.
Now he owns the Baltimore Orioles, though.
We cannot de-emphasize what he means to Washington. Okay. So we're grateful for that. And for Daryl, when we just look at 20 years of being with one team, being in the Hall of Fame, but also being a Hall of Famer off the field is something that we want to celebrate. And if you're like me and you grew up with Washington, Daryl Green is the Washington football team. He is the Commanders. And so I just think it's a great honor and a great way for people to come enjoy their city, great fall day, and some free fun.
How many streets are named after guys?
And more guys than girls, as it turns out. But really? We have a lot of streets that we do ceremonial renamings
we
for.
We would even take that's an alley. We'd yeah. take an alley. I you mean, know it doesn't that, need to be just, a full-blown
I mean,
street.
I'm trying to make our Green Day all about us, but whatever.
But you are.
Yeah. I mean, we are coming up on our 30th anniversary.
This is true.
Just so you know. I mean, you know.
Oh, well, that's a good reason to get a key and a proclamation and all that good stuff. Yeah. And for you all to keep talking about Washington as a sports capital and a sports town.
We have
to speak up and stand up for our city.
Right. Right. We just got to keep winning, though. I'm tired of this losing.
You made a bet recently. What's it like when you make bets with mayors of other cities?
Well, this one came up from Brandon Scott, who we love, and we're big fans of Baltimore, and it was a good game. I went up to Baltimore. It was the first game that I've been to this season, and the excitement there is amazing, and we want to recreate that excitement at RFK as well. Mm-hmm. It was just a big reminder to me of what a city stadium means to a town. RFK. Yeah. We have to recreate. I was pulling up to the stadium, and I could just see people walking from every direction to support their team. And it just reminded me what it was like for people who would walk from East Capitol, walk from D Street, walk from all over, get off the metro to go support their team at RFK. So that's also a focus that we continue to have.
Very nice.
All right. Well, thank you, Mayor. We appreciate it. I know that Daryl is very appreciative. He's going to be emotional. Yep. He was emotional in here.
And just to let everybody know, the event is Saturday, October 19th at 10 a.m. Mayor Bowser will be there. Daryl Green, obviously, will be there. Mm-hmm. Mitch Rales, one of the co-owners of the Washington Commanders, will be there. B. Mitch, who's on 106.7 The Fan. We'll be there as well.
Yeah, B. Mitch is probably asking where his freaking key is.
he might be. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you for the time. Okay. We appreciate it.
All right, you too.
You know how Daryl sat down here and he said, I never look for recognition. Mm-hmm. He's the polar opposite.
Right, we're different people.
I said that, you know. I'd have a little swagger when I walked in Safeway about Daryl Green. I definitely wouldn't be driving some VW Bug in 1977.
I'm shocked he cuts his own grass. Like, if I'm Daryl Green,
he's got a big yard, too. That is shocking.
He's got a big yard,
too. Well, he's got a ride on.
Some people like to do that, though.
Some people enjoy that.
He literally lives, from what I can tell, like, he practices what he preaches.
Yeah.
Like he said, there's got to be a purpose to it. I'm not just going to waste. He's not going to be wasteful like you and I.
Yes. There's a peacefulness to mowing your own lawn. Because you get away from away from your devices.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes I listen to music.
I still haven't done it in 20 years, but I do agree with the sentiment.
You do it all the time,
almost once a week.
To me, there's nothing peaceful about cutting grass or like pulling weeds.
I haven't done it.
There's nothing peaceful about it.
But my lawn takes 45 minutes.
Yeah,
I'll never pull weeds. It'll never happen in my lifetime. Right, how many bendovers I have? That, and yeah, I don't have enough to pull weeds.
You got to do it for your three putts.
Yeah. I did it yesterday.
Sorry. No. I don't have to bend over anymore because the silly lab putter with the DF3, the design of it, you just pop it right on top.
Got it. Okay.
It saves me about 41 bendovers.
Countless bendovers.
It does. It
How many drinks did you have with your salmon after the 41 putts?
I had to wash it away with two old fashioned.
Okay, that's standard.
Wash the pain away.
Yeah, you do have to get the pain. You have to send the pain below.
Send the pain below. Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good one. It's a solid one.
I can't believe how bad I am.
Speaking of music and bands, 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Disturbed the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour Monday, March 17th. At Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale to the general public Friday, October 18th at 10 a.m. That's tomorrow, almost 24 hours from right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. So if you want to get your tickets for free instead of pay for them, you're going to call us now. Hmm. And win.
Don't forget your steak, Mr. Bickle.
I'm not bringing a steak.
Yeah, what are the odds he forgets it?
I'm just bringing all seasoning. This stuff. I put it on the alarm.
he'll forget.
I'm the one that's getting the steak. You just have to bring your spices.
Oh, that's right. You're getting all the seasonings.
I'm just bringing the seasonings.
So I have a tea time.
So I will take care of that.
I have a tea time.
For tomorrow.
Yeah. You have a tea time.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app